WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. Here to call the action, Nate Lull and Greg Davey.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull coming to you live here on CDO tonight from Sydney Alumni Field. A beautiful night after a cold and chilly, rainy day around the Sydney area. The sun coming out now as we get set for high school football tonight on CDO. I want to welcome everybody into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center Kickoff Show, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara, of course, located on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals and expert service, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Sydney, 0-1, comes in tonight hosting the BG Bobcats, who are also 0-1. Two teams really looking to find themselves, and it could be a great game here tonight as both sides looking for their first win of the season. Both teams looking hungry, and of course, Sydney playing on homecoming night here today. It's been a great day of activities here at the Sydney Alumni Field. We'll take a break and come back and set the scene for you. I'm Nate Lowe for CDO Sports.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guildford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A rare Saturday night game here on CDO. Welcome back. Nate Lowe with you here on our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center Kickoff Show. Of course, Cork and the staff wish all the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. You can visit Chambers and O'Hara on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs, including rentals and expert service. You can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Let's get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. BG, the visiting team here tonight against the Sydney Warriors. Of course, Sydney last weekend opening their season with a 26-18 loss to the Unitego Spartans on their brand new field. A great game. Sydney driving in the fourth quarter, able to get it to a one-touchdown game, but just could not muster the offense in the second half to take down the Spartans. The Bobcats had a different story last weekend, losing on the road to Dryden 56-8, and I think that score is a little misleading, as talking to the coaching staff for BG and head coach Tim Mattingly. He said, Dryden is a school that was a Class B school a year ago, and they had 10 players on that team who are really good, experienced, big-sized guys. Very hard, an hour-and-a-half bus ride for our team to really kind of get their legs underneath them, you know, those first-game jitters. So BG struggled a little bit in that opening game, but he said, I have a lot of confidence in my guys, and we had a great week of practice, and we always get up for this game against the Sydney Warriors. So we're expecting a great game here tonight. I think the key to this game could really be, can BG stop the running attack of Sydney and Brandon Bissett? We saw Bissett have a great first half against Unitigo last weekend until really the Spartans could find a way to shut him down. And even in the second half, Bissett was able to get that touchdown to get the game to 26-18. So he's a big, strong, physical kid that's hard to bring down when he runs the ball well. And that'll be a big test for this BG defense here tonight. Sydney, of course, with quarterback Tom Hoskins looking to pick up their first win. And who doesn't want to win on homecoming? That's for sure. It's been a full day here at the Sydney Alumni Turf Field, starting early this morning with field hockey. The Sydney girls dropping a 5-0 decision to Deposit. Of course, they'll be playing later in the week as well. We'll have that game. We'll have live updates here on CDO when they face off against one of their big rivals, the Afton Crimson Knights. That'll be on Tuesday. That was followed by a boys' soccer game in which Sydney defeated the combined Afton-Harpersville squad 9-1. So a big win there for the Warriors. And then a 6-0 win for the Sydney girls varsity soccer team over Green right before this football game will kick off here tonight between BG and Sydney. We'll step away. We'll come back with more of our kickoff show here on CDO.
If you're thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville as they celebrate 25 years of being the area's value leader with anniversary pricing on all brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. During this milestone celebration, take advantage of special anniversary pricing on sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, and more by Ashley, Vaughn Bassett, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and more. Mattresses by Kathy Ireland Home, American Bedding, and Gold Bond in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at fantastic anniversary pricing. Nobody sells mattresses for less. With special anniversary pricing on everything store-wide, along with deep discounts on all closeouts and one-of-a-kinds, this sale is one sale you don't want to miss. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary interest-free financing to qualified buyers and the chance to win a vacation getaway. For details, stop by the catalog outlet store nearest you or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Hey, high school football fans, Angus and Ale Main Street in Sydney hopes you'll join them every high school varsity football game night for the varsity football tailgate party. Sydney, BG, Unitigo, and surrounding area games. Enjoy burgers, wings, and other game time favorites. Join us both pregame and postgame. And when you wear your school colors, take 10% off your meal. Bring the whole family and enjoy our spacious dining room or relax in our tavern. It's varsity football tailgate party nights at Angus and Ale Main Street in Sydney, proud supporters of local high school football.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Hello to us from WCDO from Las Casas, Tennessee, listening on our web stream tonight. Several local towns as well joining us on our web stream. Of course, the web stream provided by Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. So a big welcome to Tennessee joining us here tonight for BG and Sydney on Sydney's homecoming night. It's been a full day of festivities, field hockey, boys and girls varsity soccer, kept off under the lights here by BG and Sydney in football. Of course, last night, as we can recap some scores, we had the Green and Unitigo contest up at Unitigo High with the Spartans defeating the Trojans of Green 21-6. Josh Firebend had a heck of a night, the quarterback for Unitigo, leading them to the win. He had a rushing touchdown in the first quarter and was able to throw two more to Ryan Marzell for the 21-6 score. Some other scores from last night: Deposit Hancock defeats Unadilla Valley 50-26, and that is interesting because next week you have two teams who are 2-0, Unitigo traveling down to play Deposit Hancock in a battle of unbeaten. So that could be very interesting. If you want to go down and check that game out, it will be played in Hancock, not Deposit, as the Deposit Hancock Eagles, they're called, knock off Unadilla Valley 50-26. Another game of note from today that we want to tell you about: Walton was down at Harpersville Afton and defeated them 20-6. And the reason that's important is Walton moves to 2-0, and it's also 300 wins for Walton head coach Jim Hoover. He's a guy who's been around and is really the staple of that Walton program. two state titles for him and 300 wins. And when you really think about that, you play, you know, somewhere around 8-9 games a season to get to 300. What an accomplishment, and congratulations to him. Another game played over at Oxford last night. Dryden knocks off the Blackhawks of Oxford 28-7. So Dryden improves to 2-0 after defeating VG last weekend as well. And a big game today down in the Binghamton area. It was Tioga, the reigning Section 4 Class D champion, against the reigning Section 4 Class D champion, Chenango Forks. And Chenango Forks takes down Tioga 21-7 today. So that game was packed. A lot of people there to check out two very good football programs. Of course, Chenango Forks will be here next Friday to take on the Sydney Warriors. If you'd like to see a very good Section 4 team, make sure you're here next Friday night, and Sydney will host Chenango Forks. A battle there between two very good Section 4 teams in Class C. We'll take another break. We'll come back. Kickoff just a couple of minutes away. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Football Tonight here on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And the Sydney Warriors football team taking the field here under the lights to a round of applause from the local fans who have come to check out this homecoming football game. It doesn't get much better than that. A rare Saturday night game here under the lights. BG and Sydney, two local rivals. Sydney wearing their home maroon uniforms here, warming up at midfield on the big Sydney S as they rally around one of their captains, the big lineman and D-lineman, Austin Dean. That's to be a great night here tonight. Nate Lull with you here on CDO. Thanks for joining us on the radio as well as our web stream brought to you by SFCU. You can also follow us on our Facebook page as well here tonight, and I will have updates on Twitter if you'd like to do that kind of thing. My name on Twitter is at Nate Lull, N-A-T-E-L-U-L-L. Another side note that I wanted to bring up here for the visiting BG Bobcats is one of their assistant coaches is Dave Kelly. And of course, if you're a local football fan, you will know that name because Dave Kelly has been the head coach of the Delhi Bulldogs since 1965. The first year he's not at the helm over in Delhi, and Tim Mattingly couldn't be more thrilled than to have him and all the wealth of knowledge that he has about the game of football over on the sidelines for the BG Bobcats. So you never know what Dave Kelly might have up his sleeve to help out head coach Tim Mattingly. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with kickoff between Sydney and BG. I'm Nate Long for CDO Sports.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
We're specialists in you.
At Catskill Travel of Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, no matter what time of year you travel. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel on River Street in Sydney, next to R.E. Wilbur. Call 563-2156.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises. Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Back here for Saturday Night Football on CDO. Pete Lowell with you here. And Greg Davey is along as well. The King of the Stats will be next to me here tonight in the press box. And he will have everything, I'm sure, down to the last run, last pass of this game. So we'll have lots of great updated stats for you as well here tonight on CDO. The captains for both teams out on the big S at midfield as we get ready to kick off here between Sydney and BG on homecoming night here between the Bobcats and the Warriors. Sydney will be in their maroon uniforms with the maroon pants, the maroon helmet as well, kind of with the Lightning logo on the side there. BG wearing the white uniform, says Bobcats across the chest in the navy blue lettering with the navy blue pants, as well as those dark navy blue helmets. No logo on the sides of those. Captains shaking hands at midfield as we get set. And Sydney looks certainly fired up for this contest here tonight against the Bobcats. And we will see what the kickoff situation will be here in just a second. Wasn't any indication on who will kick and who will receive as we get set. Head coach Jeff Matthews getting his squad ready, some last-minute instructions. Tim Mattingly as well over talking with his crew. Another member of note over on the BG sideline is a former BG Bobcat who now plays professionally for the Cleveland Gladiators in the Indoor Football League, is Willie McGinnis. Had a chance to chat with him pregame just a couple of seasons ago. He was out on the field for the BG Bobcats playing against the Sydney Warriors. So he's back to check out his little squad as they kick on Sydney. BG will kick off to Sydney. Sydney will start this game going right to left on your radio dial. Kicking off here for the BG Bobcats will be number 80, Devin Nett. Back deep to receive is Brandon Bissett here for Sydney. He stands on about the 5-yard line just outside of the Warriors end zone. Also back for the Warriors to receive is Zach Green as we'll get things underway here on CDL between Bainbridge and Sydney. It's a short kick fielded by Sydney. They will fall on it and they will start on their own 26-yard line. So a first and 10 here for Sydney. And we'll see what they come out with the senior quarterback, Tom Hoskins. Early in this game, a nice fired-up crowd for Sydney and BG here tonight under the lights. The end of the homecoming day after a full day of festivities, including field hockey and two soccer games, boys and girls soccer. So Sydney going right to left, the ball on their own 27. Hoskins in the shotgun to start things off here against this BG defense. Looking to get after him. Two receivers to Hoskins right, one to his left. And a snap. He'll look to throw on first down. Goes for Tanner Shunk, and it goes to midfield, out in front of him, and incomplete. So that'll bring up second down. Just 5 seconds off the clock here to start things off. A second and 10 now for Sydney is very similar to last week, where they decided to try to pass down that left wing early in the going. Tanner Shunk, Anthony Ruling last week as well. Some early completions there against Unitego. Looks like they are trying for the same recipe here tonight. One receiver to the right, two to the left now for Sydney. Ball on their own 27. They hand off to Bissette. He's up the gut and is taken down. Should bring up a third and 10 here. Bissette may be getting back to the line of scrimmage. 11:40 to go here in this first quarter. We are scoreless. Phil Ives with the tackle for the BG Bobcats there as he broke through the line and was able to haul down Bissette. A tough guy to bring down, a very physical, hard-nosed runner. So a third and 10 now for Sydney from their own 27 on the first possession of the game. Hoskins will drop back, throws over the middle, had a receiver, that was Tanner Shunk, and he leapt through the air off the fingertips of Shunk, and that will be a fourth down here for Sydney. So a early decision for Jeff Matthews, and we'll see who he brings out to punt away perhaps for the Sydney Warriors. 11:17 to go, first quarter, we're scoreless between BG and Sydney. Hoskins walking up to the line here, and Sydney might be going for it here in the early going on fourth down. Hoskins now looking over to the sideline after looking like he was ready for the snap. 11:17 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between BG and Sydney. Play clock is down to 8, and it looks like they will go for it here on fourth down. No, Hoskins will punt. Nobody back deep for Bainbridge, so the ball will take a Sydney bounce, and Sydney will touch it at the 30-yard line here, all the way back in BG territory. So a little bit of a trickery there on a 42-yard punt. I thought perhaps BG saw something that we didn't up here as Sydney was lining up, but Hoskins doing some quarterbacking and punting here tonight. So 11:07 to go, first quarter. We'll keep it right here, as BG will have their first offensive possession of the night as they go left to right. First and 10 here for the Bobcats as they will start from their own 30-yard line. And they'll hand off on first down and a nice running play to the left side. They'll easily pick up a first down about 11 yards there on the run as Austin Carr, the quarterback, was able to pitch out to the far side to Dylan Moffitt, a very good athlete, and he's able to pick up the first down. A pickup of 11 there for the Bobcats. 11 minutes to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless between BG and Sydney. And a nice run there by Dylan Moffitt. 5'8", 160. He's the senior running back. A nice pitch there from Austin Carr. Not the easiest thing to do on the run, and he hit him in sync. And Carr, under center again, will fumble the ball. The ball is loose. Both teams trying to pounce on it. Not sure who has it under the pile there. We'll see. And it looks like BG will hold on to it. So a little miscommunication there between the quarterback, Austin Carr, and Dylan Moffitt. And BG is able to hold on. So that'll bring up a second and long here. And BG will pretty much lose all the yardage from that first run. They'll be pushed back the ball on about the 32-yard line back in BG territory. Second and 19 here for BG. 10:30 to go, first quarter, and we're scoreless. BG going left to right. Carr will hand it off again to Moffitt. Really nowhere to go, but does break through the line. Maybe picks up one on the play. That'll bring up a third and long. The ball to the 32-yard line. BG still back in their own end. That'll bring up about a third and 18 here for the Bobcats. Clock continuing to run. 2 minutes gone in this first quarter. We're scoreless. So after a nice first down pickup run by Dylan Moffitt, they have been driven back here on a fumble, but they were able to recover for BG. Carr will break the huddle here for BG on this long third down. Ball on their own 32-yard line, looking to get up towards midfield for this first down on a third and 18. Back to pass for the first time tonight. Carr will air one out to the left side. He has an open receiver, and it's hauled down by BG, and a first down here. And a nice catch there on that far side. 9:35 to go in this first quarter. And Austin Capullo is the receiver on the play. And he was able to bring that down. A 30-yard pickup here for BG on a third and long there. They had a third and 18. And now the ball down into Sydney territory. They're on the 37-yard line. So Austin Capullo, 5'9", 155. He's a junior, and we'll have our first flag of the evening here on a first and 10 with 9:25 to go. BG with the ball. We're scoreless between Sydney and Bainbridge Guilford. So a 5-yard penalty here on BG. That will back them up for a first and 15. The ball will come back to the 42-yard line. BG is in Sydney territory here. So a first and 15. Clock starts to run. We're down to 9:20 to go in this first quarter. Scoreless early on between Sydney and Bainbridge. Bainbridge breaks the huddle with 15 to go on the play clock, as that last reception by Austin Capullo off the pass there from Austin Carr. They'll go right back on the ground here, and up the gut there, a nice run here by Fenton Bavar. Picking up about 6 yards on the play. 8:50 to go in this first quarter. So that'll bring up a second down here for the BG Bobcats. Looks like about a second and 7 here for the Bobcats as they break up in the huddle here. Ben Bavar had 51 yards rushing last week, and that loss to Dryden. Looks like a second and 6 here for BG. The ball on the 37-yard line here down in Sydney territory as BG looking to get something on their first drive. A handoff to Moffitt. He goes to the left and picks up 1 yard, and that'll bring up a third down here for BG. 8:10 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. BG going left to right here against the Sydney defense. This is BG's first try of the night on offense after Sydney went 3 and out and was forced to punt. BG breaks the huddle here on about a third and 7. Ball down in Sydney territory on the 36-yard line. Quarterback Austin Carr under center here. Number 20 for BG. He takes the handoff there to Moffitt. Will roll to his right. It's a keeper, but he's going to get ridden out of bounds by the Sydney defense. And a nice tackle there by Zach Green. And Sydney now will force BG on the fourth down. 7:30 to go, first quarter. It's a 4th and 8 here for Bainbridge. Clock continuing to run down here. 7:20 to go in this first quarter. Austin Carr, quarterback here, will go over and chat quickly with the coaching staff for BG on this 4th and 8. Play clock down to 15 now, as they'll look to run things in. And BG is going to take a timeout, as an interesting decision here for him, Coach Tim Mattingly and his staff at the 4th and 8. But you are down in Sydney territory, so what do you do? We know what we will do. We'll take a 30-second break. 7:07 to go here in this first quarter. We're scoreless between Sydney and BG on WCDO.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
7:07 to go, first quarter. Nate Lowell with you here on CDO. We're scoreless between Sydney and BG. A big welcome to all our local listeners, as well as our listeners from WCDOsports.com. Of course, the web stream brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. So BG over talking with head coach Tim Mattingly. They break the huddle. We are unsure of what their decision will be yet here on a 4th and 8. The ball is on the 36-yard line as BG was driving. And they are still in the huddle. Play clock now running, so it's decision time here for the Bobcats with what they will do. Sydney set up on defense. Nobody back in case of a punch. And Austin Carr will step to the line here under center. Looks like BG will go for it here on the 4th and 8. They'll fake the handoff, and Carr will roll to his left. Rose, and he's got a man open and off the fingertips there of number 9, Bailey Green, who was heading towards the left sideline. Bounced off his right hand and out of bounds, and BG will turn it over on downs. 7:01 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless between Sydney and BG, and Sydney will have their second offensive possession of the evening. They went 3 and out on the first try of the night. I like the play call there by Tim Mattingly. They had a receiver open. Carr had a nice touch on that ball, just a little too far and off the fingertips there of the senior wide receiver, Bailey Green. And if he had caught that in stride, I think he might have gotten pushed out of bounds at about the 10, maybe the 5, but it was a good play. It would have been good for the first down, but BG comes up empty. 1st and 10 here for Sydney. They're back in their own defensive end. The handoff to Bissett, he punches it to the right side. It gets pushed out of bounds on first down. He's about the Sydney 40-yard line here, and that'll bring up a 2nd and 5 for the Sydney Warriors. So Tom Hopkins handing off to Brandon Bissett on first down. He'll pick up 5. Bissett with 2 touchdowns in that 26-18 loss last Friday night here on the home field for Sydney as they lost to the Unitego Spartans, who are now 2-0 after a win last night against Green. And on 2nd and 5 here, the flags will come out, and that will be a false start against Sydney. So that will bring them back. It'll be a 2nd and 10 now for the Sydney Warriors. Ball gets pushed back to about the Sydney 33-yard line here. They're still back in their own defensive end looking to move it forward here. 6:25 to go in this first quarter. We're scoreless between BG and Sydney if you're just joining us. Each team with 1 offensive possession so far. Sydney went 3 and out. BG did move the ball with a couple of nice passing plays. Went for it on 4th down and were unable to convert. 2nd down handoff here to Bissett. He'll pick up 1, maybe 2 yards, and that'll bring up about a 3rd and 8 here for the Sydney Warriors from about their own 35-yard line. Ball sitting exactly on that 35-yard line. And so a 3rd and 10 now for Sydney. Let's see what Jeff Matthews pulls up in the old playbook here for the Sydney Warriors. 5:50 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless between the Warriors and the Bobcats. A rare Saturday night game under the lights here. Hopkins will roll to his right. A pass is complete and right up, and it should be a 1st down here for the Sydney Warriors. The pass to Bissett. So Bissett rolled out in the flat, was able to catch about a 2-yard pass, and then was able to get the rest with his legs. And a 1st down for Sydney, their first 1st down of the evening. So the ball on the 46, Sydney still in their own end, but creeping up towards midfield. As Sydney will move forward in the scoreless game, 5:30 to go in the first quarter. 1st and 10 for Sydney. Ball on the 46. Hoskins is in the shotgun. Passes it off to Bissett. He rolls to his left as Sydney goes right to left here, and he's rolled down in the backfield in a nice tackle here by the BG Bobcats. 2 guys chasing after him in the backfield. And it was Dylan Mondor who was able to just hold on to the right leg there of Bissett and rope him down. Looked like Bissett was going to be able to spin out of it, but Mondor, the 6'1", 240 junior, was able to hold on to the shoestrings and bring him down. That'll bring up a 2nd and 11 here, a loss of 1 on the run by Bissett. 4:50 to go here in the first quarter. Shotgun snap to Hopkins. He drops back. He'll air this one out to the right. It's up over the middle. Almost great one-handed catch there by Tanner Shunk. Had it in his hands and just couldn't pull it down. Oh, Shunk almost vintage Tanner Winchester there from last week, as Winchester, about the same spot on the field for Unitego, had a great one-handed catch. Shunk with a great individual effort just off his fingertips as he tried to pull it down. And that'll bring up a 3rd down and 11 for Sydney with 4:41 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless between BG and the Sydney Warriors. Hopkins again back here in the shotgun. He's got some pressure, has to escape up the middle, and Hoskins will run to his right. Tom Hoskins gets around and almost up to the first down marker and just tackled about a yard short, so a gain of 10 on the play for Tom Hoskins. Officially a gain of 9, and that will bring up 4th and 1. Clock continuing to roll down to 4:20 to go in the first quarter. So Sydney is across midfield. Ball will be on the BG 44-yard line, and it'll be a 4th and 1 for Sydney, and we'll see if they can punch it up the gut here to get the first down. Bissett is in the backfield. Hoskins in the shotgun again. We'll see if they go with that quick handoff. Now rolling out into the flat is Bissett. He'll catch the pass. Doesn't have much room to go, and he'll come up short. A turnover on downs here for Sydney. So they roll Bissett out to the left. He makes a nice jumping catch, but as he comes down and lands, Ben Bavar was there to catch him for BG and hold on. And Sydney on their second possession gets past midfield, but unable to pick it up on a 4th and 1. So 3:55 to go first quarter. We're still scoreless between Sydney and BG here under the lights in Sydney. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO, whether you're listening on the radio or on our web stream at WCDOradio.com. You can always go back and listen to any of the games on demand if you wanted to check out our game from last week or last night or even after the first half here tonight. Right after halftime, this game will be available. The first half will be available on WCDOsports.com. You can just check out the archives. So first and 10 for BG. They'll hand off to Dylan Moffitt. He'll pick up about 3 on the play and gets to the 50-yard line right directly on the Sydney S at midfield. So a gain of 4 officially there for Moffitt as he seems to be the workhorse tonight so far in the backfield for BG. 3:35 to go first quarter. We're scoreless. Last week, Dylan Moffitt had 38 yards rushing in that loss to Dryden. So far tonight, he is off to a much better start as he's broken off a couple of big runs. 17 yards on 4 carries so far tonight for Dylan Moffitt. And a handoff from Carr this time, and the ball is on the turf, we'll see, and Sydney will pick it up. A fumble right at midfield there on 2nd and 5. The handoff couldn't get from Carr to Moffitt, and Joe Wyckoff will pick up the fumble here for Sydney. Wyckoff in the right place at the right time. The senior, 5'11", 260 pounds, was working his way towards the running back and was able to scoop it up off the turf here at Sydney Alumni Field. 3:14 to go. First quarter, we're scoreless, and Sydney picks up a BG fumble directly on the 50-yard line and will pick up. Sydney in those home maroon uniforms, the maroon pants, and the maroon helmet. They go right to left in this scoreless first quarter. And the handoff now, a little pitch from Hoskins to Bissett, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage, bringing out 2nd and 10. The ball maybe at the 49-yard line here as Sydney trying to crack into BG territory. So Bavar comes up with another big tackle there for BG, and he just seems to be all over the place. A lot like Ethan Barber last night for Unitigo against the Green Trojans in a game we had right here on CDO. Hoskins again back in the shotgun with Bissett this time to his right, marking out the signals to his line, making sure everybody can hear. 2nd and 10 now for Sydney. Ball at midfield as they go right to left. A handoff to Bissett, and he'll pick up 5 as he gets into BG territory down to the 45-yard line. Bissett is brought down on the play by Dylan Mondro and also by Zach Womit. Womit wearing number 87 out there for BG tonight. So that'll bring up a 3rd and 6 here for Sydney with 2:10 to go in this first quarter. We're scoreless between BG and Sydney. Sydney gets into BG territory and looks to convert here on 3rd down. A pass out to the far side to Tanner Shunk, and he will get tripped up, and it will be close here for the 1st down. We'll see if there's an official signal or not. He got tripped up right as he got to the line. The ball on the 40-yard line. It's going to be 4th and inches here for Sydney. They had a 4th and 1 on their last possession as they cracked BG territory. They tried to go to Bissett on a small pass. This time we'll see what they do. It's going to be 4th and inches. The Sydney crowd not exactly happy about the spot on that. With 1:30 to go in this first quarter, we are scoreless. BG and Sydney under the lights here tonight. Again, they'll hand off to Bissett. This time he'll get the 1st down. Dancing a little 360 and more for Brandon Bissett. And he's broken down at the 30-yard line and falls to the turf. A 1st down for the Sydney Warriors. So a gain of 10 here for Brandon Bissett for the Sydney Warriors. And now Sydney looking to knock on the door for the first time tonight. So Sydney now going right to left in this scoreless game, has the ball on the BG 30 and a first and 10 as we come up on 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Again, the quarterback, Tom Hoskins, the senior in the shotgun, again will hand off to Bissett. Spin move up the middle to the left side, and Brandon Bissett will be the workhorse tonight as he is carried down. Picks up five, and second and five now for Sydney. Down to 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sydney taking their time here, looking to set things up. Late in this first quarter, looking for the first score of the night as we are tied 0-0 between the Bobcats of Bainbridge-Guilford and the Warriors of Sydney. A beautiful night here for football in Sydney. Hand off up the gut here to Bissett, and he's carried down. It's going to be just hard-nosed football here tonight as both these teams are looking to run whenever they can. So a gain of four. That'll be a third and two here on the 29-yard line now for Sydney, and the clock will run down in this scoreless first quarter between Sydney and BG. When we come back, we'll have a third down and about two for the Sydney Warriors as they look to punch it in, as they are about 20 yards away from the BG end zone. So we're scoreless after the first quarter between BG and Sydney. We'll take a break. I'm Nate Lowell here on CDO Sports.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Call 563-1522.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell with you here on WCDO. Stats tonight by Greg Davey. A big thank you to him here in the Sydney press box as we're scoreless after the first quarter between BG and Sydney. The Warriors going right to left, faced with a third down and 3 yards. Brandon Bissett in the first quarter, 9 carries for 24 yards, but his last 3 carries, he had 18 yards for Sydney. Tom Hoskins was 3 for 6 passing in the first quarter for 16 yards. 2 of those passes going to Brandon Bissett for 11 yards, 1 to Tanner Shunk for 5 yards. Shunk with a couple of near misses as well, just off the fingertips. So Sydney now going left to right as we switch things up for the second quarter here, a 3rd and 3. As Hoskins has Bissett to his right. He'll look hand off to him. Flags are in the air, so we'll see what the call is on the play as we start the second quarter. See what the call is from the Zebra crew on a chilly night here in Sydney. As on the 3rd and 3 will be a false start, backing up Sydney to a 3rd and 8 here for the Warriors. Hoskins looking over to get the play from the sideline. For BG, Dylan Moffitt, 4 rushes for 17 yards. He was one of the bright spots for the Bobcats in that first quarter. They moved the ball well, went for it on a 4th and 1, and unable to convert there. So both teams have been forced with some short 4th down conversions and haven't been able to come up except for Sydney with Brandon Bissett getting them down here to the 29-yard line deep in BG territory. And a 3rd and 8 now for the Warriors as they go left to right in a scoreless game. Hoskins will throw on 3rd and 8, has a receiver out to the near side, tipped out of bounds, and Sydney moving it forward here to Trey Larson, the senior, 6'3", 195. And that'll be a 14-yard pickup and a first down here for Sydney. 11:26 to go, second quarter, a first down, and Sydney really moving into the territory now of being able to punch one into the end zone with the ball on the BG 15. So a lot going through Bissett tonight. The Trey Larson coming up with a big catch on the right wing. Low snap to Hoskins there, and his pass is batted down at the line of scrimmage there by big number 76, Tyler Hart, for BG. Just broke through the line, was able to just get a paw on that one and swat it down. 11:13 to go in the second quarter. Sydney going left to right. The ball on the 15-yard line on a 2nd and 10 here as they are deep in BG territory. Two receivers to the left here for Hoskins. Trey Larson to his right as well as Tanner Shunk. So two on each side, and Hoskins will look to throw. Throws into the back of the end zone looking for Larson and through his fingertips and down to the turf. Sydney almost with a score there. 11:08 to go, second quarter, and that will bring up a 3rd and 10. Very nice play, and Larson made a good move to get open in the back of the end zone. He was kind of over on the right wing side on the S when you're looking at the Warriors logo painted in the end zone. Just threw his hands as he was leaping up to grab that one and couldn't come down with it. So a 3rd and 10 now for Sydney early on in the second quarter. Play clock down to 10. Hoskins with the snap. He'll throw again to that back corner of the end zone looking for Larson, and again through the hands of Trey Larson, unable to bring it down. Good coverage in the back of the end zone by Bailey Green for BG. So that'll bring up a 4th and 10. BG holding strong. Bailey Green is 5'11 and Trey Larson 6'3. So Sydney looking to take advantage of that. Larson just unable to come down with it. Some good physical coverage over in the back of the end zone by Bailey Green, too. 4th and 10 here with 11:02 to go in the second quarter. Ball is on the 15-yard line, and Sydney will go for it. Again, they'll look to pass. Hoskins through the air, finds Bissett. Touchdown, Sydney. A 4th and 10, and they go to Brandon Bissett, and he will come through, and it's a 6-0 lead for the Warriors. Just a nice run. Bissett started in the backfield, and Sydney throwing on the last three snaps. Go to Bissett this time over the middle. He's able to haul it in right in the middle of the end zone, and Sydney will get on the board first here tonight. They lead 6-0, and will go for the point after. 10:57 to go in the second quarter. Sydney strikes first here, and a big rivalry game here tonight against the BG Bobcats. Now they will go for two. So with 6-0, Hopkins again in the shotgun. Sydney going left to right. They'll go for two. They'll loft one up into the back of the end zone. Again, going for Trey Larson, and just over his outstretched hand. So it'll be a Sydney 6-0 lead early in the second quarter. 10:57 to go exactly in the second quarter, and the Warriors jump ahead. We'll step away. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes has expanded to continue to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Chenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harborsville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is now in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO, and they wish all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151 or 369-4122.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowe with you here on CDO. Sydney with a 6-0 lead as they kick off to Bainbridge-Guilford on a touchdown pass from Tom Hoskins to Brandon Bissett. A nice run back here for the BG Bobcats, and they will have good field position. Ben Bavar will run it back here for the Bobcats, and that's where they will start. Sydney 2-for-2 on fourth down on that last drive. First conversion was a run by Brandon Bissett. The second one was a pass to Brandon Bissett, as it was a 4th and 10, and things were looking tough there for Sydney, but Bissett able to haul one in over the middle to give Sydney the 6-0 lead on the failed two-point conversion. 10:51 to go, second quarter. BG now going right to left. a 1st and 10, the ball on their own 38-yard line as they look to start things off with quarterback Austin Carr under center. Carr with one receiver to his left and two running backs behind him. They'll hand off to Dylan Moffitt, who gets a first down, leaping up over the Sydney defense to pick up a gain of about 10 on the play. Moffitt is a senior, 5'8", 160, and despite his small size, is able to really be a physical runner and cut through. So the ball up to the 49-yard line, just about midfield now for BG. They pick up 10 on that first down there by Dylan Moffitt. 10:35 to go in this second quarter. Sydney, the 6-0 lead over BG. On a touchdown catch on fourth down by Brandon Bissett on the last Sydney drive. Now rolling to the left here is Austin Carr. He'll look deep here for the Bobcats and just over the outstretched hands of his receiver as they tried to pass one all the way down to Bailey Green. So Bailey Green had a nice run, started all the way kind of on the right side of the formation and cut back across. The pass is a little too far up over his head. That'll bring up a 2nd and 10. The ball still on the BG 49 as they look to crack midfield. Back in the huddle, play clock is already down to 5 as they approach the line, and we'll see if BG is able to get the playoff here. I don't think they're going to be able to, and instead, looks like the Bobcats will be forced to burn a timeout, and they just couldn't get from the huddle up to the line in time. So 10:20 to go, second quarter. It's a 6-0 lead for Sydney over BG. A 2nd and 10. The ball on the 49 for the Bobcats. Will step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Thanks for joining us on the live stream tonight as well as locally on CDO. Hello to some listeners in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, also Newport, Rhode Island, and some listeners in Ithaca, New York here tonight. Thanks for joining us on our web stream, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. 10:20 to go, second quarter here on the all-new turf Sydney Alumni Field. It's a 6-0 lead for the Warriors over the BG Bobcats. It's a 2nd and 10, BG with the ball, and they are just about at midfield looking to break into Sydney territory on this 2nd and 10. They had to take a timeout as the play clock was all the way down to 1, and they were still walking up to the line, and Tim Mattingly was forced to burn a timeout. Sydney still with all 3 of their timeouts here in the first half, and BG has taken 2, so they're down to 1. BG now on this 2nd and 10 at midfield will hand off again to Dylan Moffitt. He stumbles his way forward and will pick up 5 here for the Bobcats. That should bring up a 3rd and 5 here as the clock continues to run. 10:10 to go in the second quarter. And limping off on the far side of the field there is Dylan Moffitt, who's a physical runner and I'm sure takes a lot of contact as he cuts through, especially when he has to run it up the middle. Looks like something, maybe just a limper that he'll have to walk off. We'll keep an eye on him for BG, the big part of their offense. 9:45 to go, second quarter. BG back in the huddle still. They break the huddle with 15 to go on the play clock as they advance up to the line. They trail 6-0 here. 3rd and 5 for the Bobcats. Austin Carr under center. Carr will hand off, and breaking free here are the BG Bobcats. They'll pick up a 1st down and more. Still running his way over to the near side of the field is Austin Carr, and he will bring it all the way down to the Sydney 26-yard line. Bissett with the tackle for Sydney. 9:21 to go, second quarter, and BG now knocking on the door. A 19-yard run. And a 1st down here for the BG Bobcats. So Austin Carr leading his team here, the quarterback for BG, on a 3rd and 5. They are able to pick up the first down. 9:05 to go. Second quarter. 1st and 10. Ball on the 27 as BG goes right to left. And now they'll hand it up the middle again, and that should be good for a first down as well for Ben Bavar. Ben Bavar taking the handoff. Pretty sneaky, too, as often Carr can really sell those fakes off the handoff, and a pickup of 12 and a first down again here for BG as the ball will advance down inside the 20 back in Sydney defensive territory. 8:52 to go in the second quarter. Sydney with a 6-0 lead. BG looking for their first points of the half here against the Sydney Warriors. And a timeout here for the Sydney Warriors with 8:52 to go. Second quarter. We'll step away for 30 on CDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1st and 10 for BG as they are knocking on the door of the Sydney end zone. It's Sydney with a 6-0 lead over BG with 8:52 to go, second quarter. Nate Lull with you here on CDO. Handoff for BG to the right side on 1st and 10. Spencer Stevens, gets roped down. Maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage. Clock running here on Bainbridge. This is the deepest they've been in the Sydney defensive end. And it's been impressive for BG. They have been able to run up the middle despite the presence of Austin Dean, the captain, 6'5", 270. A senior O-lineman here for the Sydney Warriors. They've had some good success running the ball up the middle. And a 2nd and 11 now officially for BG. 8:10 to go. Second quarter. 6-0 lead for Sydney. Austin Carr under center. He'll take the snap. Takes the handoff. Rolls to his right. Passes over the middle and just off the hands of his tight end, Zach Womit. A very nice play there. They are very good at faking the handoff and then having some space and time while the defense has to recover. They look to go to Womit there, and it bounces off his hands, and he couldn't haul it in. Clock down to 8:01 to go in the second quarter, and it's a 3rd and 11, and BG looking for a big conversion as they get the play from the sideline, and they bring it in. The ball is on the 17-yard line of the Sydney defensive end. So BG looking for pay dirt in the back of the Sydney end zone. And they'll have to convert on a 3rd and 11. Here's Carr. Carr under center. Will drop back, throws, and it's picked off here by Tanner Shunk of Sydney. And Shunk with a nice little return here will pick up about 5, maybe 10 yards there before he's pushed out of bounds. And the Sydney defense holds on an interception by Tanner Shunk. Austin Carr was looking on that far side for one of his receivers to the far side. Shunk with a nice play was just able to read it, haul it in, and a turnover by BG, and that one will stay at this deep in the Sydney defensive end. And they had put a very nice drive together there, but they come up empty, and now the defense will have to hold. 7:51 to go, second quarter, and so Sydney with the interception will hold on to their 6-0 lead. 1st and 10 for Tom Hopkins, and Sydney starts deep in their own end. We'll see where they place the ball here after the interception by Tanner Shunk. Shunk, the senior, 5'10", 160, has been heavily involved here tonight. He's had a couple of balls thrown his way that he hasn't been able to haul in, but has been all over the field. 15-yard return there for Shunk, so the ball will start on the 30-yard line in the Sydney end. 1st and 10 as they go left to right with a 6-0 lead in the second quarter over BG. Hopkins again in the shotgun. Good snap to him. They look to pass on first down. out to the far side for Trey Larson. Catches this one, makes a nice move, and gets all the way up to the 39. A gain of 9 on the play for Trey Larson, who has also been heavily targeted here tonight for Sydney. 7:35 to go, second quarter. Sydney with a 6-0 lead. They go left to right. They are in their home navy maroon uniforms, excuse me, with the maroon pants, the maroon helmet, and in the navy blue pants is BG with the white tops and also the navy blue helmets as well. They trail 6-0. They've played some good defense here tonight. Some movement on the D-line here as they look to get after Brandon Bissett. They'll hand off to him for Sydney. He bounces to the left. He'll get to midfield before he's roped down for the Sydney Warriors. A pickup there of a first down for Brandon Bissett. Gain of 15 there for Bissett. 7:06 to go, second quarter, and a first down for the Sydney Warriors. So even though it's been a heavy game plan to get the ball to Bissett, he has been very successful picking up the first touchdown of the night and also with a couple of nice runs. Trey Larson and Tanner Shunk have been heavily involved in the offense for Sydney as well. So a first down at midfield for the Sydney Warriors with 6:55 to go, second quarter. Pass to the right for Tanner Shunk. He has some daylight. A first down for Sydney before he's roped out of bounds at the BG 31-yard line. Pickup of about 20 on the play here for the Sydney Warriors, and Jeff Matthews and his staff are pretty fired up. First down for Sydney. They lead 6-0 there in BG territory. Ball will be spotted on about the 33-yard line, an 18-yard pickup there from Hoskins to Tanner Shunk. Sydney really moving the ball well here on this drive, and a handoff to Bissett. He has some daylight to the left side. He's roped down, and a pickup of about 9 on the play here for Sydney should bring up about 2nd and 1. As Bissett following Big Austin Dean to his left with some great blocking, freeing him up for about a gain of 9. 6:41 to go, second quarter. Sydney leading 6-0 over BG. Ball will be down at about the 25-yard line here, and we will have a holding call against Sydney, which will back the ball up to about the 41-yard line here, negating the run there of Brandon Bissett. So 1st and 16 here from the 41-yard line for Sydney. And Sydney now will be forced on this 1st and 16, this 1st and long, to try to make a pass play. Hoskins with a little floater to Shunk. He hauls it in on 1st and 16, and a pickup of about 6 on the play. Shunk running out of bounds. That'll stop the clock. 6:28 to go, second quarter. Sydney leading BG 6-0. 7-yard gain for Sydney, and that'll bring up 2nd down here for the Sydney Warriors. So Shunk getting more involved, and they seem to be looking to go to the right side with Larson and Shunk back in the shotgun again. Bissett is lined up to the right as well. Again, they'll pass to the near side, and this time to Trey Larson. He's pushed out of bounds, so a variety of weapons tonight for Sydney, and that'll bring up 3rd down here for the Warriors. 6:23 to go in the second quarter. 6-0 lead for Sydney over BG. See where the ball is spotted as Sydney is getting deeper and deeper into BG territory. Ball on the 29-yard line now for Sydney on a 3rd and 5. They'll hand off to Bissett. He rolls to his left and will pick up the 1st down, gets across the 20, trying to find the end zone. It gets roped down at the 10-yard line as BG finally has 2 guys who were able to just hook him at the heels to bring him down. So a 1st down for Sydney, and Bissett continuing to run strong and well here tonight for the Warriors. A gain of 20 for Bissett as he is racking up the yards here in the first half. So the ball is down inside the 20 now for Sydney. A 17-yard gain there by Bissett. Play clock down to 15. Ball is about on the 10-yard line now for Sydney as they're knocking on the end zone door again. Pass to Shunk on the right side, and he will easily catch it and run into the end zone. It's a Sydney touchdown for the senior Tanner Shunk. So Hoskins rolls to his right, finds Shunk, catches the ball on about an 8-yard touchdown run for Tanner Shunk, and that will increase Sydney's lead to 12-0 with 5:52 to go before the half. Just a well-executed drive there by Tom Hoskins and the Sydney offense involving Tanner Shunk, Brandon Bissett, and Trey Larson. And it was a lot of plays to the right wing, but able to convert. And it looks like Sydney will go for two again, as they did unsuccessfully on the first touchdown, which was a catch on 4th and 10 by Brandon Bissette. 5 for 5 passing on that drive for Tom Hoskins. Great stats here tonight on CDO from Greg Davey. And they will go for the two-point conversion here and will come up empty. A run by Bissette to the left on a handoff from Tom Hoskins. And he will not be able to get the job done there. So that will keep it a 12-0 game. 5:52 to go before the half. We'll step away here on CDO.
A history of service, a commitment to your insurance needs. That's what Mang Insurance is all about. With over 100 years of service, we're still focused on our promise to offer the best products and superior service to all of our clients. We write all types of insurance and are an independent agency representing many fine companies. So stop in today or call Mang at 561-2600. Mang Insurance, providing over 100 years of service to the Tri-County area and supporting local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell with you here tonight on CDO. Greg Davey to my right with all the stats that you'll hear tonight on the broadcast. A big thank you to him, and a thank you back to Joe Gardner in the CDO studios. 5:52 to go before halftime. Sydney with a touchdown throw from Tom Hoskins to Tanner Shunk. They have a 12-0 lead here over Bainbridge Guilford. On homecoming night, under the lights, on a rare Saturday night game in Sydney. Sydney will kick off, and BG will field it with Dylan Moffitt, and it will bounce all the way to the 45, and he'll get to about the 48-yard line, almost to midfield. A great return there for Moffitt. 30-yard return there for Moffitt, and so BG, who was driving on their last possession and were picked off by Tanner Shunk, we'll now have another opportunity deep here in the second quarter as we get near halftime to put together a nice drive. They will have great field position to start. They're still on their own end, but they're nearing the big S at midfield here at Sydney, the ball on the 47-yard line. 1st and 10 for quarterback Austin Carr. 5:44 to go before the half. If you're just joining us, it's a 12-0 lead for Sydney. Touchdowns by Tanner Shunk and Brandon Bissette for the Warriors. They'll fake the handoff. No. They won't. They'll get it to Moffitt to the right side. And again, some trickery on the handoff. And Nate Barron will be credited with the tackle there for Sydney. 5:30 to go before the half. 2nd and 8 now for BG. The ball on the 49-yard line. Just about to get to midfield. BG back in the huddle. Formulating the play here on 2nd and 8. They have a couple of guys in the backfield who have been running well here so far tonight between Ben Bavar, Bailey Green, and Dylan Moffitt. Carr under center will throw this time, and the pass incomplete as he was looking for Austin Capullo on the far side. And that will bring up a 3rd and 8 now for BG with 5 minutes to go before the half. So Austin Capullo, dropping the pass there. Down by the ankles, he went down to try to scoop it up, but the pass there from Carr, a little low. BG offense so far tonight, they have 73 rushing yards and 30 passing yards. No points to show for it so far. They've had a couple of nice drives, but have been unable to convert. Tanner Shunk for Sydney with a nice interception on the last BG drive where they were down inside the 15. 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Pass out to the near side, and it looks like an incomplete pass as they were looking once again to go to Capullo. And that'll bring up a 4th down and 8 yards to go for BG as they trail 12-0. And it's decision time again here for BG head coach Tim Mattingly as he talks with his quarterback, Austin Carr. Only a sophomore, 6'1", 165, plays both ways, quarterback and DB on the other side of the ball. Bissette dropping back a little bit as Sydney wanting to be safe here on this 4th down and 8, and BG will look to punt it away. A high punt in the air will bounce at the Sydney 30, takes a Sydney bounce for about a yard, and Sydney will take over on their own 31-yard line after the punt there by BG. 4:44 to go before the half. 12-0 lead for Sydney over BG. The punt by Zach Womit there. About a 31-yard punt on the play. 4:44 to go before the half. Sydney will take back over, scoring on their last possession on a pass from quarterback Tom Hoskins to wide receiver Tanner Shunk. And it will be a timeout here by Bainbridge Guilford, their last one in the half. We'll step away here on CDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
12-0 lead for Sydney over BG. Welcome back here on CDO, also online at WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. 12-0 lead for Sydney over BG on homecoming night. It's been a full day of games here on Sydney Alumni Field. Starting early today, Sydney Field Hockey dropped a 5-0 loss to Deposit, followed by two soccer games, one for boys, one for girls for Sydney. The Sydney boys soccer team defeating Afton Harpersville 9-1 earlier today, and the Sydney girls with a victory over Green 6-0. Sydney football with a 12-0 lead over BG right now. They take over first and 10, ball on their own 31, 4:44 to go before the half, and Tom Hoskins going left to right, tries to throw out to the near side for Tanner Shunk, flag on the play, and the pass is incomplete as Shunk tried to pick up that ball at about the 42-yard line. And I think Hoskins would want that one back, as it was a little wiffle ball. He just didn't get a good throw on it. Roughing the passer call here on BG, though, so that will help Sydney advance forward. Automatic first down here for Sydney, even though that was a first and 10. It's a 15-yard penalty here against BG, as Hoskins was hit after the throw, according to the Zebra Crew. 12-0 lead for Sydney over BG, and that'll advance the ball up to the 44-yard line, as Sydney now will approach midfield as they go left to right, deep here in the second quarter. Hoskins with two receivers to the left and to the right. Brandon Bissett in the backfield, in the shotgun, hands off to Bissett. He crosses midfield. Bissett has a full head of steam here. It bounces into BG territory and down to the 35-yard line. A big pickup there of about 20 yards for Brandon Bissett. 25 is actually the pickup there for Bissett, as he got a few once the BG tacklers were hanging all over him. So a nice run for Brandon Bissett, picking up the first down. 4:20 to go before the half, and Sydney putting together a nice drive here again. 13 carries for 85 yards for Bissett. Rolls out to the right side. Hoskins now again looking for Shunk, and just a little too tall for him, and out of bounds. Incomplete pass. That will bring up second and 10 for Sydney with 4:10 to go before halftime. Sydney with this 12-0 lead. And boy, this could be a big drive for the Warriors. If they could put some more points up on the board before the half and keep the ball out of BG's hands and go in with perhaps an 18, 19, 20-0 lead, that could be very big for the confidence of the Warriors. Ball on the 35-yard line, a second and 10 for Sydney as they go left to right. Again, a handoff to Bissett, and he will pick up 5 on the play as he bounced out to the left side and was then taken down. That'll bring up the 3rd and 5. 3:55 on the clock as that continues to run. And Hoskins now will get the play to set things up. 3rd and 6 officially for Sydney. 3:45 to go in the second quarter. Sydney ahead 12-0 as they go left to right. Hoskins flushed out of the pocket here, rolls to his right, throws, and a nice catch of the first down for Sydney. The ball down to the 15-yard line. Tanner Shunk becoming a big part of this offense tonight, pulls it down in traffic, and it's a 28-yard gain on the play as there was some nice coverage there by BG, as Bailey Green was step for step there with Shunk. but was unable to get his hand on the ball before Shunk, diving down to the turf, was able to pick it up. 3:25 to go, second quarter, first and 10 for Sydney, the ball on the 16-yard line. Dropping back is Hoskins. He'll throw for the end zone. Here he has Shunk again, and he holds on to Sydney touchdown in the back of the end zone again on that right side, and Sydney will increase the lead to 18-0 with 3:15 to go before the half. Tom Hoskins with three touchdown passes in this first half for the Sydney Warriors, one to Brandon Bissette, and now two to Tanner Shunk. Shunk, a two-way player, a cornerback and a wide receiver, a senior. Had some nice plays against Unitico in that loss last weekend, but having a very big evening here on homecoming for the Sydney Warriors. And again, they'll go for two with 3:15 to go before the half. They currently lead 18-0 after the touchdown. Hoskins will go for two again in the shotgun, but set to his right. He'll look to pass over the center, and a two-point conversion is good here to Tanner Shunk, who catches it in the middle of the end zone. And Sydney increases their lead to 20-0 over Bainbridge-Guilford with 3:15 to go before the half. So three touchdown passes for Tom Hoskins in this first half, and Sydney controlling this game 20-0. We'll take a break and come back to wrap up things in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to Live High School Football Tonight on WCDO.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And the lineman, Austin Dean, will kick off here for Sydney. What a heck of an athlete he is, as Sydney leads 20-0 now. The bouncing kick by Dean is fielded by Bainbridge-Guilford. They will pick it up, and this will be fielded here by Dylan Mondor, and he will pick up about a gain of five. 3:10 to go before the half, and Sydney with another touchdown, his second of the night by Tanner Shunk. They lead 20-0. Over BG. Shunk, six catches for 79 yards so far tonight, two touchdowns, and he also caught that PAT, the two-point conversion to give Sydney this 20-0 lead. So BG now going right to left in their white uniforms with the navy trim and the navy helmets will start in their own end. The ball on the 34, a first down and 10 yards to go here for the quarterback, Austin Carr. Carr on first down will hand off to the right side, and BG will pick up about 5 yards with the senior tailback, Dylan Moffitt. Moffitt has had a very nice first half and has really been able to find the holes in the Sydney defense, but BG just has no points to show for some nice movement on offense so far tonight, including the drive where they had it all the way down inside the 15 before being intercepted by Sydney's Tanner Shunk. 2:40 to go in the second quarter. Sydney on top of BG, in case you're just joining us, 20-0. Second and five, ball on the 38 in BG defensive territory. They fake the handoff to Moffitt, and I believe handoff there to Capolupo, who will pick up about one on the play as he ran directly into the pile, who was crashing in from the Sydney D-line. 2:15 to go before the half. That'll bring up third and four. BG trying to move the ball forward here and perhaps get into scoring position before the half. Jeff Matthews instructing his D crew, especially the secondary, on where he'd like them from the Sydney sideline. And a pitch to Moffitt on third down, and he won't pick up the first. He got about three, and he needed four. I do like that pitch play, as Carr is very accurate on the pitch out to Moffitt. And it'll be a fourth down here for BG, about a fourth and one, with a minute 40 to go before the half. BG trailing 20-0. BG going right to left here. On the fourth down, Tim Mattingly looking like he will roll the dice here to try to punch it over on fourth and one. His team trailing 20-0. We'll see if maybe they go with a little sneak. Instead, we'll hand off and they'll bust this one up the middle. It's going to be very close. I don't think they got it. I think Sydney was able to hold as Ben Bavar tried to work his way through the line. We'll see what the official word is. Ben Bavar working his way towards the line, and there will be a timeout on the field, and this is going to be a tough spot here. We'll see if maybe the chain gang is going to come out for the first time tonight. Nope, it will be a first down. After taking a look at it there, BG will be credited with the first down, and a big fourth down conversion there by BG with Ben Bavar. Bavar, just a ninth grader, 5'9", 155 pounds, and Tim Mattingly showing a lot of confidence in him as he's able to punch it through for the first down. We're coming up on a minute to go before the half. Sydney leading Bainbridge Guilford 20-0, a first and 10. The ball on the BG 44 as we go under a minute to go. Austin Carr back to throw, hit as he throws, and the ball waffles up in the air and falls to the turf incomplete. And guess who? Austin Dean breaking through the line and getting after Austin Carr. Boy, if you're a quarterback and you're playing Sydney and you see the big Austin Dean come through the line, you have to be nervous. Carr, I thought, did a great job just to stand in there, hold his ground, and throw, but couldn't get enough mustard on that one to get where it needed to go. Clock stops with 52 seconds to go before the half. 20-0 lead for Sydney over BG. Make sure to stick around for our halftime report brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. Greg Davey will run you through all the first half stats here between BG and Sydney. A second and 10 here with 50 seconds to go. As BG has the ball, a car with a keeper bounces to the outside, has nowhere to go, and that will bring up third and 10 here for the Bobcats. They are still back in their own defensive end on the 44-yard line, trying to work their way here towards midfield. And Sydney defense, I think, has a little extra confidence here as the first half goes along just because their offense is playing so well. I'm very impressed with Tom Hoskins here tonight. He showed a lot of poise, a lot of moxie against Unitigo. Has continued that here in week two. Austin Dean looking over to head coach Jeff Matthews, looking how he wants his club to line up on a third and 11 ball on the BG 43. Sydney with a 20-0 lead, 44 seconds to go before the half. Sydney looking to make a stop here on third down. Play clock down to 10 as BG breaks the huddle and they get set. Two receivers to the left-hand side, and a call here against Bainbridge Guilford will back them up as they were trying to line up. 44 seconds to go before the half. Nice crowd on hand here tonight at this beautiful new facility at Sydney High School. Just as last week, a lot of the seating is taken up on both sides of the field in the bleachers, and people standing around the beautiful new track facility as well along the fence, taking in a good game here tonight between Sydney and Bainbridge Guilford. Now a third and 16 after that call against BG at the line. They are backed up with the ball on their own 38-yard line. A run will get them back up to midfield here, up the middle for Ben Bavar. Bavar won't be able to pick up a first down, but will get a 12-yard run. Gets back up to the big S at midfield here for the BG Bobcats with 35 seconds to go. That'll be a timeout here by the Sydney Warriors as Jeff Matthews, I think, wants to chat with his team and make sure they don't give up any points here before the half. A pretty fiery speech. We'll keep it right here as BG and Sydney working their way towards halftime with 35 seconds to go. This will be a fourth and five here for Bainbridge Guilford. Some other games happening today, Tioga and Shenango Forks. Forks defeating Tioga 21-6 in a battle of teams that have gone very far in the state playoffs the last couple of years. Jim Hoover picks up his 300th win for Walton today as they defeat Afton Harpersville 20-6. We don't have a score for Delhi at Whitney Point, so we'll try to find that for you as well. Some scores from last night, 50-26, Deposit Hancock winners over Unadilla Valley. Dryden defeats Oxford last night 28-7, and Unitigo defeated Green 21-6. So BG on a 4th and 5, the ball on their own 49. They're right at midfield with 35 seconds to go. They trail 20-0 here on the road against Sydney. Great rivalry game on homecoming night here for the Warriors. And BG will elect to pump this one away. Brandon Bissett is back deep. Ball won't quite get to him, and BG will touch it down on the Sydney 20-yard line. A 31-yard punt for the BG Bobcats. And I've been very impressed with the punting tonight of Zach Womit. Gets a nice air under that one for 31 yards. Down to 27 seconds to go before the half. It's Sydney with a 20-0 lead over BG. They'll take back over on their own 20-yard line on a first and 10. Again, Tanner Shunk having a whale of a first half here. 6 catches for 79 yards, 2 touchdowns, also caught a point after conversion, a 2-point conversion, giving Sydney this 20-0 lead. Hoskins will look to get off the play for Sydney, going left to right, ball on their own 20. Will look to jump it over the middle, gets this one to Brandon Bissett. He has big play capabilities and throws to the outside and runs up to about the 35, 36-yard line, a pickup of about 16 and a flag on the play with 16 seconds to go. Looks like maybe a illegal block or a clip as Bissett was trying to follow Austin Dean up the left wing as Sydney goes left to right. Make sure to join us for our Marabito Halftime Report, brought to you by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT, for more information. It's getting to be that time of year, too, folks. I mean, it was cold today throughout the field hockey game and the soccer games, and really has cleared up nice here tonight for this football game. This new Sydney turf field certainly got a test here today with all the rain, and it's holding up very, very beautifully. Clock down to 10 seconds. It's a first and 15 here for Sydney, and they're going to let the clock run out. Oh, they'll try one last play here as Hoskins will look to throw over the middle, and it's intercepted here by Bainbridge-Guilford as Hoskins really had nowhere to go, and Dylan Mondor is able to pick it off here for Bainbridge-Guilford with exactly 1 second to go on the clock before the half. So now if you're BG, the ball is about on the 29-yard line. With 1 second, you're able to maybe take a shot at the end zone here. So interception there, really the first mistake by Tom Hoskins. Looks like he had a receiver over the middle. Really, BG made a nice play on the ball there with Mondor. And we'll see what Tim Mattingly and his crew can draw for quarterback Austin Carr. They'll have maybe one shot at the end zone here. I'll be interested to see if they go deep, or if maybe they try a little trickery and a run. So the ball on the 29-yard line, first and 10, they were going to be able to get one pass play off. Good protection. They'll throw to the far side, but the pass out of bounds, and that will bring up halftime. So Sydney, with 3 first-half touchdowns, they lead Bainbridge-Guilford at the half, 20-0. Greg Davey will be here with all your first-half stats on our Marabito Halftime Report coming up in just a couple of minutes. So at the half, Sydney leads BG 20-0. You're listening to live high school football with Nate Lowell here tonight on WCDO.